Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter. Verse 22-25. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22-25. Let me get the NASB. Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning. We come before you. We come before your word and your presence. And we pray that you will speak to us and help us just to pray and connect with you this morning, praying for the church, praying for our city. And thank you that we have this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're looking at 1 Peter, and he begins by kind of reminding the believers of how awesome this salvation is that we have in him. And then he follows that up by saying, hey, we have this great salvation from God. Therefore, let's live a holy life, right? In verse 13, it says, therefore, with minds that are alert. This is from the NIV. This is my Bible. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. So Peter reminds the believers, we have this great salvation in God. Be holy. Like he who called you is holy, so be holy like your Father is holy. So he reminds them, your Heavenly Father is God, and your Heavenly Father, God, is holy. Therefore, you are to be holy. And then the next section from verse 17 to 21 is basically talking about living our lives in fear here on earth so that when we get to heaven, we make sure that we are received by God. You know, that make sure we receive a reward. Make sure, because he's going to judge. Our lives are going to be judged based on how we live this life here on earth. When we get into heaven, when this life ends, we're going to be judged. So live this life in fear. Kind of connecting with living a holy life. So up to that part, up to verse 21, you read that. I mean, I don't know about you. What comes to your mind when you think about living a life that is holy? Be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. And what comes to your mind? Tim Tang, right? We would think of Tim Tang. He lives a holy life, right? When we look at Tim's life, he's just, okay. I'm joking because Tim pointed at me. He said, what do you think of when you think of living a holy life? And he pointed at me and looked at me and I said, we look at Tim's life. No, I'm just kidding. But what do you think of when you think of living a holy life and even the idea of, man, we're going to be judged when we get into heaven. When we come to the end of this life, God is going to take a look at our lives and see how you live this life. I don't know. When I think about holy, I think more so about, okay, I better make sure I stay away from sin, right? I better make sure that I'm pure, I'm not, succumbing to temptation, and just trying to be sinless. And that's often, I think, how we think of Christian life is, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. Well, you can't get drunk and you can't do this. And, you know, a list of rules, things you can't do. These things you're allowed to do, but these things you're not allowed to do. And that's kind of how we think of holiness. But I think Scripture, again and again, when Apostle Paul or Peter is teaching us about how to live this Christian life, yes, they do spend some time talking about living a holy life in the sense of fleeing immorality and perversion and things like that. But very often, it doesn't stop with just, okay, make sure that you flee sexual immorality and perversion and you stick to truth. But they always, the emphasis is on love one another, right? The emphasis is on, hey, how can we as a Christian community, what does it mean for a community of people that say we love Christ and we follow Christ, what does it look like for them to live together? And that's how Paul and I think Peter here too measures our holiness, our holy living, a life that is going to be pleasing to God at the end of this life. He's not just going to look at, well, did you live a holy life as in did you stay away from sin and were you pure, but did you love your brothers and sisters in Christ? You know, did you love them? Paul often says, right, he reminds us, think more highly of the other person than you think of yourself. Now, this is what it means to imitate Christ, right? You think of the other person as more important than you do yourself, and you sacrifice for them, and you love them. And it makes sense because that's the prayer that Jesus prays for the disciples. Before he goes to heaven, the most important thing that he wants them to do is, I want you to love one another as I have loved you. What's our memory verse? John 13, 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Right? That's the key. That's maybe the most important thing that Jesus wants us to have. So Peter says, right, verse 22, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. I think what he's saying is now that you have been saved, right? Now that you have purified, yourself is purified because you have come into obedience to the truth of the gospel, the truth about who Jesus is, love one another deeply from the heart. Love one another deeply from the heart. In the NASB, fervently love one another from the heart. And then the reasoning that he gives for that is, you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but an imperishable seed, which is the living and enduring word of God. So Peter is saying, your birth in Jesus Christ is an imperishable birth. It's an imperishable seed. Your birth by your human parents, it's perishable. I guess what he's saying is we're all going to die, and maybe in heaven, it's not going to matter so much what family line you're part of. I mean, I don't know. I assume that when I'm in heaven, I'll be able to look at my mom and dad and still say, that was my mother and father, and thank them. But Peter is saying, but it's going to end. Your family line here on earth is going to end when you die, but your birth, your family line through Jesus Christ is imperishable. It's enduring. You're still going to be a child of God, whether you're here on earth or whether you're in heaven. You've heard that line. Something like, Jesus' blood is thicker than your blood, or something like that, right? Jesus' blood is thicker than the blood of your parents, the bloodline that flows through you. And in some ways, this spiritual family, our brothers and sisters in Christ, is even more our family than our earthly family, our natural family. And so with that kind of love, we're meant to love each other. Amen. So let's do that. Let's do that. I don't know how we do it, but I think we have to think deeply about this. whether it's in your house church, it's in your church. It's not just, you know, I mean, the command of Christ is not just, hey, get along with each other. You know, it's not just don't fight and be cordial, but it says fervently love one another from the heart. Fervently love one another from the heart. That's a much greater command than just tolerate each other and make small talk with each other. You know, make sure you go around and say hello to five people at church, but it's fervently loving one another. So we just, I guess we just have to go to the Holy Spirit and ask, God, what does that mean? Well, how can I do that in my church, in my community? So let's do that now. If Monica can come up and lead us in a song, then we'll just meditate and just ask the Holy Spirit to show us how we can fervently love one another from the heart. Yeah, thank you, God. Your command, God, is not just to flee from sin and flee from evil. We know that that's also important, it's included in living a holy life. But God, it's beyond just fleeing from something bad and fleeing from our sin. But God, you command us to live together with one another in love, that we would fervently love and care for one another in Jesus Christ. So I pray that you would show us, God, that you would show us how we can do that as a community. Thank you, Lord. As we gather. wanted to do something different. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. But we have to get a little uncomfortable, I think, if we want to love one another. I mean, the goal, our baseline goal maybe is too low, you know. We just want to get along, just want to have a nice time at church. But Peter, the scriptures remind us, we got to love one another deeply from the heart. Fervently love one another. So what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to find right now a partner. Just one partner, please. And I want you to pray for that person. Share with that person what is on your heart, what is giving you life these days, but what is also heavy on your heart these days. And I want you to pray for that person. But if I can ask you, please pray for that person prophetically. Right? I think you have to get God's heart for that person, because God's heart for that person is fervent love. Our heart for that person is, why am I doing this right now? I don't want to be doing this. It's very uncomfortable. So you have to get God's heart and say, God, how do you feel about this person? And just pray for that person. Bless that person. Please do that, and then we'll pray together, okay? So take 5 minutes or so. If you can play some music, please, Ash, so you can also join in, and I'll pray with Mon. So we're all going to do it. Everybody, just find a partner, please. Hey, let's pray together. Sorry if you're not finished. Pray for them later. I mean, you finish up, but we're going to have to put up the community prayer requests. Tim, if you can just help put up the community prayer requests, please. The community prayer. Okay, let's pray. I mean, if you're praying for one another, continue. But if you're done, let's pray for our church. Let's pray for those that are going through cancer. If you can draw our attention to Ming Min at the bottom, please, of the list. She's not doing very well right now. So if you can really pray for her, please. Let's pray for life to come, healing to come. Let's pray for the people on this list. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are ill but also in need of salvation. Let's pray for God's grace and healing to come upon the people on this list, and also that they will come to know Christ. Let's pray for various infirmities that we're praying for. Let's just pray for God's healing to come upon our friends and the people on this list. Let's pray. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision for our friends. Let's pray for Hong Kong. We know with the demonstration, I don't know too much, but I've seen some footage and stuff. So it looks like it's maybe sometimes getting a little aggressive and violent. And let's just pray for our city. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's pray for all the people. Let's pray for just God's protection over the police and over the demonstrators and over just this whole situation that's going on. Let's pray that the government of Hong Kong will make a righteous and godly decision, And let's just pray for God's favor and grace over our city. And pray for all the other ministries listed there. Let's pray for God's favor, God's provision over these ministries. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the staff. Pastor Sam is feeling sick, so if you could please pray for him to be made better. And let's pray for everybody else on the staff as well. Pray for Pastor Andrew. He's on paternity leave with his new baby. So just pray for them to really enjoy this time together. And if you see at the very bottom, there's Kelly, who is interning with us, who will be going to SP New York in about 3 weeks to intern there. So just pray for her. She's from SP Beijing. She's been there a long time, and now she's interning with us, and then she'll be going to SP New York to intern there for a longer time. So let's pray for her too, that she will have a good time here and learn a lot and see a lot. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for our hospitality team, welcoming and barista. Let's pray that through them, so many in the church would feel the love of God, the acceptance of God. Let's pray. Let's pray for the worship, sound, and AV team, that they would have a real heart of worship, a real desire to serve the church, and the three ministries will work well together in cooperation, collaboration, to really help the church have a good time during our musical worship time. And let's pray for the worship team, the musicians, to really have the heart that is sincere and pleasing to God, and that it wouldn't be a performance. So let's pray for these ministries. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today. Let's pray for a really good time for all the house churches. Let's pray that it'll be fruitful. Have great discussion together. So let's pray. Let's declare this prayer together. Father God, I declare before you and your angels and before Satan and his demons that your word is true. It's always true, and I embrace it and I believe it by faith. And I declare that what is written will come to pass in spite of my circumstances. And now I do this. I come against you, Satan, and your demons, and I tell you in the name of Jesus that the word of God is true. It is a rock, and I stand on the rock. I am shaking on the rock, but the rock is not shaking under me. Listen to me, Satan. I come against this stronghold, and I pull it down in the name of Jesus. I resist you today and tomorrow and for the next 23 days until you flee, because it is written, it is written, it is written, you will flee, you must flee, I will defeat you, it is written, in the name of Jesus, amen, amen. There's more bookmarks at the back, feel free to grab one on the way out, and if you want to, you can put your donation, love offering for Sons and Daughters Ministry. And other than that, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.